Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Jeff Collum, the president of Shannon Specialty Floors. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp.
You had some news right before NeoCon. We didn't get a chance to talk about it before NeoCon, but the news that I'd like to talk about in a few minutes is that Shannon Specialty Floors has expanded your partnership with Spartan Surfaces. But a little background first with you. As I mentioned, you're president of Shannon Specialty Floors. You've worked for several companies, been focused in the resilient business for, looks like, most of your career. You were with CBC Tolley, you were with Halo, Ropey Holding, NAFCO. And interestingly enough, just because I know Thomas Tristle real well, you were instrumental in helping him in Florence, Alabama, find the factory that he ended up starting Centiva from. So you know the resilient business pretty well, don't you?
Yes, I've been in it since 1986, and some of those companies you mentioned were through mergers and acquisition. I spent the first 12 and a half years with what essentially was NAFCO, but we did merge with Domco and eventually Tarkett and ASRock during that time. And then Ropey, we acquired Plexco, so those two companies were part of one when I was there. And then I did work 5 years with Tolley and CBC, and, of course, Halo was the acquisition that I brought to that during those years. Thomas, yes, came to North Alabama when he first was seeking entry into this market, and I talked to him about John Robbins' original LBT factory there, which he turned into a beautiful facility and a great product line here in North Alabama.
And how many years have you been with Shannon Specialty Floors?
I came to Shannon a little less than 2 years ago, just after I had brought Upo Floor to the U.S. direct from Finland. Mm-hmm. Clark Shannon and his wife Jean reached out to me through some people in the company, and they were looking to spend a little more time in Key West and a little more time on their farm and essentially retire. Clark, I guess, it just was approaching 80 at that time. And even though we jokingly refer to him as an 80-year-old teenager, he was looking to retire. And my experience and background in Resilient and some of the people that I'd worked with and some of the marketing alliances I'd brought to companies before me and a lot of product background worldwide really fit the company. And more than anything, when Clark and Gene called me and flew me up to Wisconsin and interviewed me, I felt like I was dealing with ownership of a company much like Harvey Robbins was at NAFCO back in the day, or Don Miller is at Ropey today, a very, very close attention to the company. So it was a great opportunity for me, and it's worked out well for the company and myself.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of consolidation in this business, and so a lot of these small companies are now owned by bigger companies. Why don't you tell our listeners just real quickly who Shannon is?
Since 1921, Shannon was a company that began in Wisconsin with Shannon family, and originally was in the hardwood flooring business with refinishing and creating from scratch hardwood flooring and finishing in homes. So the company started in the flooring business, and Clark, in particular, took the company in a direction about 20 years ago with an alliance with Metro Floor and the Stone family, who had a product in the commercial sector called Technofloor that Clark saw a great market for. And Clark introduced this wood grain sheet product called Technofloor to the healthcare industry. And he went straight to the end user and facility managers with his team and just revolutionized that part of the business. And Technofloor became what's known as one of the top brands in commercial flooring, and in particular in commercial sheet flooring. I mentioned wood grain because there's a lot of that started going in hospitals in the 90s that changed the atmosphere in the hospital, and the architects and the end users were looking for a warm feeling throughout the hospital, more like a hospitality business than an institutional business. So we have a great history there, and Clark started it as a Midwestern company and expanded the footprint depending on economic times and other things going on into what we now are throughout North America and deep into the Caribbean, with occasionally some international orders. But the last few years, he brought LVT into that package also, and we just got through introducing a product that's sort of revolutionary called Think Ahead, and it is a fantastic patented design. The product is HPD-type product in that it has all virgin vinyl, so the stream of product going into it is very clean, and we know what's in the product. We're not just saying, oh, it's got a lot of recycled content, as well as the fact that it has these new EPA-approved coatings on it called Ultra Fresh also. So we've taken a huge step in that market into the design community, and in our opinion, ironically, a little bit of what Centiva had been great at in Thomas's day, since we just mentioned Thomas.
All right, so Shannon Specialty Floor focuses in the resilient market. What percentage of your business is sheet versus LVT now?
We're getting much closer to 50-50 now.
And tell me real quick, this naked product that you have, talk real quickly about that.
That's the Bare Naked product that we introduced about a year and a half ago. That is the PVC-free product, and the name comes from the fact that it is wide open. It's exposed that of everything that goes into that product and how clean the production method is. And that is an alliance we have with the Upo Floor Factory in Finland.
So, Jeff, tell me what this partnership with Spartan Surfaces means to Shannon.
It is an opportunity. Shannon has been a very strong company in the central U.S., west coast, southeastern U.S., but has not been as big a player in the very attractive northeastern market, which is a very, very strong, resilient market. We have floors that have been installed there, but the Spartan relationship that I have goes back with Kevin Jablon to when he was one of my top salespeople at Ropey in the late 1990s. And the respect for how Spartan has come into the market on the East Coast and developed a true commercial selling system with specifications and seeing it all the way through from the architect to the contractor to the installation. Their strength in those markets led us to have a conversation about how two great commercial flooring companies might work together. And after months of consideration, we basically formed an alliance on most of the East Coast, including where Shannon had had some company people who now work for Spartan, and for them to take on the product line that's known as Shannon Specialty Floors, which is very extensive from commercial sheet through the LVT products. So it was what we consider to be a perfect fit for us to work together versus against each other. And that has kicked off in early June. In fact, the big meetings to kick it off up in Bel Air, Maryland are next week. And it's an exciting opportunity for both companies to forge ahead and dominate the commercial market in those areas geographically.
Is it accurate to say that they become your distributor in that part of the country?
It is accurate to say that, although the way we sell commercial flooring is not necessarily a true two-step distribution method because of the specifications and the way the product is sold. It's a general term to describe it, but it's probably not accurate in the way we go to market today.
All right, great. It's good to talk to you, Jeff. I appreciate you catching up with us and telling our listeners about what this partnership means to your business. Again, been talking to Jeff Cullum, president of Shannon Specialty Floors, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.